VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic State terror group is claiming responsibility for a bombing in northern Syria that killed American soldiers. The U.S.-led coalition said it is still gathering information on the incident. The latest from the Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani at the White House.
The military says the troops were on a routine patrol in Manbij when a bomb went off nearby. The attack comes weeks after President Trump caught aides and allies off guard by announcing the U.S. will pull out of Syria. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for the attack, and while that could not be independently verified, it calls into question the president's claim that the militants have been defeated in Syria.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Wednesday's bombing has left 20 dead, including five American troops. Vice President Mike Pence is claiming that the Islamic State caliphate has crumbled and the militant network has been defeated. He spoke to diplomats Wednesday at the State Department.
I will stay in the region and will stay in the fight to ensure that ISIS does not rear its ugly head again. We will protect the gains that our soldiers and our coalition partners have secured.
Critics say the pullout of the American troops from Syria is premature.
All our doctors are heroes. All our nurses are heroes in their own standing. But I think everyone was there. We have a doctor's plaza right here on our left.
Kenya's president has vowed to track down the terrorists who staged a deadly assault Tuesday on a hotel and office complex in an upscale suburb of the capital city. Uhuru Kenyatta said all attackers have been, quote, eliminated. He warned his government is launching an aggressive manhunt for all those involved. Police say at least 21 people were killed at Nairobi's Dusit 2, a D2 complex, where surveillance video showed at least four gunmen walking through the parking lot. This is VOA News. Two foreigners, an American and an Indian, were among the four people killed Monday in a massive suicide truck bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the bomb and gun attack on the capital's high-security Green Village complex. Iran on Wednesday requested the release of a prominent American-born journalist who was reportedly arrested in the U.S. Iran's English-language Press TV reported that the woman who was employed by the news outlet was detained at an airport Sunday in the Midwestern U.S. city of St. Louis and was being held in Washington. Security forces in Zimbabwe arrested a pastor and political activist at his home in the capital Harare Wednesday as the nationwide anti-government strike entered its third and final day. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare.
On Wednesday, armed police surrounded the home of Pastor Ivan Mawarire before arresting him for helping organize a three-day stay-at-home strike to protest Zimbabwe's 150% fuel hike. On Wednesday, more than 200 protesters were brought to court and more are expected Thursday to face charges of violence.
The Speaker of the U.S. House, Nancy Pelosi, suggested Wednesday that President Trump delay his State of the Union address planned for later this month unless the record-setting partial government shutdown ends this week. Pelosi also said that Mr. Trump could simply present the speech in writing. 26 days into the government shutdown, Senate Democrats have staged a Capitol protest. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Democratic senators came down the Capitol steps carrying poster-sized pictures of furloughed federal workers and their families to illustrate the human cost of the government shutdown. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I want President Trump to look into these faces and see what he is doing by using these men and women as pawns.
The president says he's ready to keep the government shut down for a long time to get money for his proposed border wall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is recommending that he postpone his State of the Union message, given that the security apparatus has gone almost 4 weeks without funding.
YouTube is trying to prevent otherwise bright people from doing stupid things. The video sharing network, owned by Google, is cracking down on harmful or dangerous pranks. Updated policies no longer allow challenges that present, quote, an apparent risk of death, and ban content featuring children taking part in dangerous challenges that pose an imminent risk of injury or bodily harm. YouTube also says it's drawing the line on content that intends to incite violence. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.